what have we here? A fresh face in the temple? Such a rare treat these days. You don't appear to be one of the locals. I don't think I've ever seen you before. Pray tell, are you a pilgrim here to worship the goddess? Or perhaps something else? Ah, I do apologize. I'm being rather rude, aren't I? It's rather unbecoming of me to immediately accost you with such questions. Let me introduce myself and welcome you to our temple. Welcome, dear traveler, to the temple of the true goddess. I am the high priestess of this temple. It's a pleasure to meet you, my dear. So, what brings you here to our temple? You seek confession? Of course, whether you are a worshipper of our goddess or not, she is always happy to open her arms lovingly. The goddess will hear your sins and absolve you of them. There is a particular cloister within the temple that we use for confessions. If you've been through the rites of other faith's confessions, then you may be used to the small wooden boxes that they use. Our rites are done in front of the goddess herself. Come, walk with me, dear traveler. If you would like, we can talk on the way. We've got a bit of a journey. The temple itself is rather large, and this particular cloister is deep inside. In fact, it's nearest to my chambers. Mayhaps I could get you some food or drink before we make the trek. It would be my honor to serve a guest such as yourself. Excellent, excellent. The other priestesses in the temple keep us well stocked on sweet wine and preserved foods, when they aren't performing their other duties, that is. Where are they now? I would say at this time of day, they're probably performing mana-gathering rites for a goddess. I myself have no mana fought from which to draw energy, so I stay up here and watch the main hall of the temple in the event we have visitors. Come, the larder is this way. Confession aside, what brings you this way, my dear? It's rare that I see a man of your strength and caliber visiting these lands. Most of those who come this way are mere farmers and tradesfolk. Even with the dangers looming to the northeast, they still pass through, living their lives as they ever did. Such resilient folk, aren't they? You've come to deal with exactly that danger. I see. Judging by the blade at your side and your figure, you must be an adventurer of some skill, yes? You hail from the Empire? My, I didn't expect that. I see now. I miss the crest on your sash. How could I be so careless? Here you are, Sir Knight. Please, take your fill of food and drink. You're welcome to stock up before leaving as well. And, if you'd like, you may take a seat. You're pressed for time. I understand. Well, you're welcome to eat as we walk down to the cloister, then. So pressed for time, and yet still making the time during your journey to seek confession. Others could only hope to be such paragons of virtue. I give you too much credit. Whatever do you mean? I'll find out when confession comes. I see. I can hardly imagine it's that bad, given how you've carried yourself around me. Well, perhaps we should discuss something else then. You said you've come to deal with the danger to the north, yes? I take it you're talking about the... I dare not utter her name, nor her title, and insult my goddess. You are talking of the queen who tore the land asunder and who ravages it with her minions, yes? One and the same, then. Our goals align. Wonderful, wonderful. You see, our goddess is opposed in every way to such creations of sin. The way they twist the passions and love of the common folk into something vile. It is utterly reprehensible. We've been battling her in our own way. Have we engaged her forces? Oh, no, no, no. Unlike yourself, we are not strong warriors, my dear. We are mere priests. But we have our own ways to battle her and to purge her wicked presence from our world. The men and women of the temple are hard at work gathering mana and preparing for a rite that will banish her from this world. Thanks to the generous donations of those who reside in the surrounding lands, we have been able to store an absolute wealth of mana. Much of it is low quality, but even a scrap of it helps nonetheless. Unfortunately, we are lacking a source of high quality mana to finalize the ritual. Oh, I'm sure we'll find it soon enough. We're just waiting for the right donor to come along. Ah, good. We're nearly there. Looks like you're all finished with your meal. Here, I'll take the bottle for you. I do hope it was to your liking. Good. Here we are. This particular room isn't used too often, so it should still be cleaned from the last time. Let me just close the door behind us. The doors in the temple are so heavy. Would you be a dear and help me out? Thank you so much. My, you are such a strong one, aren't you? Now, come with me toward the altar. You're wondering why there's so much seating in here? That's simple. We repurposed the room from a prayer room into a private confessional chamber that had nowhere else but the furniture. I promise you, it'll be just you and I, alone together in here. What you confess to me today stays between us and the goddess herself. Now, as I said, in this temple, we handle confessions a bit differently. Take my hand, traveler. I'm going to seat myself on the edge of the altar. You may kneel before me and place your head on my lap. There you go. Good boy. rest your head on my lap. I will gently stroke your hair. And my goddess and I will hear your confession and relieve you of your sins. Now, why don't you tell me? Tell me of your sins. Confess all of them to me. See, you were tempted. My dear knight, tell me, by who were you tempted? Who could have tempted you into such sin that you would need to confess for it? Minions. Oh, I see. And what did they tempt you into doing? Tell me of your misdeeds. I see. My dear, do not feel troubled by such temptation. You're not at fault for this. It's all alright. You see, the queen's wicked soldiers were created for the sole purpose of tempting those such as you, for the purpose of tempting the common folk and leading them down a path of darkness. We, as mortals, are flawed. We are all flawed creatures. And from time to time, we will make mistakes. And we'll fall to temptation. We as mortals, should not be held to such standards as to be expected to resist all temptation. Tell me, champion, is this experience, this sin of yours, is this why you're on this crusade against the queen and her minions? I see. What we do when we fall to sin and temptation, what matters in the end is what we choose to do after the fact. As you're here now, and have made this decision to pursue the path you chose, to pursue your crusade against evil, and the decision to repent and confess for that sin, tells me that you are on the right path. That is what matters. What matters not is that we fell to sin and temptation, but what we choose to do afterwards, that is truly what matters. You are not meant to succeed every single one. Sometimes failure is a better teacher than success. How much have you learned for your failure? How much have you learned since you started this journey? There is no sin to absolve here. You are merely a flawed mortal who has, in the end, made the right decision. Pursuing your crusade against the demons, coming to the temple, placing your head on my lap. Everything you did leading up to this moment put you in the right place, and for that, there is no sin to forgive, my dear knight. Despite all of this, you still do not feel as if you can be forgiven. Do you feel that this was too easy? I see. Well then, my dear knight, you wish to truly be absolved of your sins. There is something that you may do. Yes. Lift your hand from my lap. Look at me, dear. Yes. From what I've seen and heard from you in the short time you've been here, I think you may be the catalyst for our ritual to purge the evil from this land. And given that you are able to lie with and then continue to resist and battle the Queen's minions, I think you may have both the purity of heart donation of Ramana to the temple would be a suitable method of paying for your transgressions and paying for the temple services. What say you, Nero? Oh, is this not just as sinful as lying with demons? Oh, of course not. Not only is this a mere donation, but it is done to honor the goddess. This desire is not born from the lustful loins of a lascivious demon from beyond our world. I'm glad to hear you understand. Then, if you have no more objections, come, hero, and fill this unworthy vessel of the goddess with your holiest of mana. You seem surprised. How else did you expect to make a donation? All of the priests and priestesses of the temple are directly connected to the holy goddess. The mana you impart upon us will be collected by her. All you need to do is sit back, relax, and let me take care of you. How will I take care of you? Simple. Why don't you take a look at this? Look upon my body. My ineffable love pours from my tip, eager for your donation. My goddess is one of love, and there's no greater love than exploring each other's bodies. Are you surprised? Donating your mana to me is merely a matter of intent. It matters not who wields the sword here. My. Your own love is already pouring from your body. Come, lean back against the altar. I'll slide up between your thighs and bring you to heaven with me. All you need to do is stay right there. Let me take care of you. Seem surprised. Are you not used to being on the bottom? Just relax. I'll do all the work for both of us. So deep, every thrust. From the look on your face, you must be in pure bliss right now. I can feel you tightening around me so much. Sinful. to enjoy my body so much. Just let yourself go, dear knight. Don't hold back. You do me a little favor and open your mouth for me. There you go. So good. Like you've finally given up. Then will you just finally relax and let me fuck you until you come? I can feel you tightening with every single stroke. You truly are enjoying my sword, aren't you? Too good. Oh God. That something like this is just not enough. Let's see you. Are you ready for me to go even harder? Are you ready for me to milk you for everything you're worth? Oh, really? I'm glad. So hard, so hard, so deep. I can feel you tight and squeezing down around me. Here, give me your tongue. Good. good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, I can get addicted to this. Do you feel how hard I am and how much I want this? Yes, yes. Deeper, harder. Yes, yes. Oh, you're getting close. You're getting close. You're gonna come finally. Do it. Come for me. Come for me. Give me all of your mana. Give your mana to the goddess. Yes, come, come, come. Give me all of it. Such a good boy. I can feel your mana flowing into me as my seed spreads through you. Yes. Yes. So good. So good. It is rare that I get to indulge in the practices of my own faith like this. Absolutely satisfying in every way. Come here. Good boy. Such rich spiritual essence. Yes, yes. This is exactly the catalyst that we needed to complete the ritual. But I think we need more. Just this by itself is not nearly enough. My darling knight, given that our goals align, won't you consider staying with us and continuing to donate your unused mana? I imagine your journey has been so long and perilous. Why not rest now and instead spend your time enjoying the love and pleasures that our temple has to offer? You have reservations. Whatever could they be? Well, you wish to know what our ritual is? Oh, I'm surprised you didn't ask sooner. With the mana that we've gathered in tribute to the goddess, we, her faithful followers, we will manifest her form onto this world from the heavens above. She will cleanse the world of all the succubi and repair the damage they have done to the land. Then her love shall unite all of us together. With her presence manifested in our plane, we will usher in a new age of peace. What say you, Sir Knight? Will you join with me and the others in bringing our goddess's land? I'm so glad to hear that. Then, perhaps, we could spend the rest of the night in here together. Just the two of us, extracting all that rich mana that you have within you. Too soon? Oh, no, no, no. Don't you worry, my darling. The food and drink that you consumed earlier, why, it is imbued in such a way that you'll have practically limitless stamina. Once it has started to settle within you, you'll find your strength and desire return to your body. You will still, of course, need to eat and rest, but you and I, well, someone special like you can't be merely handed over to serve as a manifold to the lesser members of the clergy. Ah, yes. What did you think the manifolds were? They are the kind folk of the land who have chosen to give themselves over to our care to fuel the summoning of our goddess. All the other members of the temple are busy with them, gathering mana, caring for the donors, and feeding them. They get to lead a life of bliss, and then shall be released once the goddess is manifested. You, though, with you being here, we can finally shut the temple doors. It shall be just you and I, just the two of us together, until the day that she arrives to cleanse the taint on our land. I will make sure to take the utmost care of you, my darling. Now, when you're ready, shall we continue with a midnight service?